Hey, I'm Zach. Some major changes are about to happen around here. Maybe in somebody's life, and maybe for the whole town of Coleraine. You want to find out what they are? Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Mrs. Richter's going to be mayor?
Oh, not necessarily.
You mean...
Yes, they've asked me to run for mayor.
What do you think, everybody?
Yay!
No, wait. A lot of people want me to, but it's not going to happen.
Is this Friendly Francois's fresh fruit? I need to talk to Friendly Francois right away. Yes, now. Brooke, I need those tablecloths changed to burgundy immediately. The chartreuse is absolutely horrifically garish.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Richter.
Becca?
Yes?
Hold on, Becca. Yes, is this Francois? Well, get him for me. Friendly Francois, of course. Becca, there's a banner I want hung right there above the head table as soon as you're finished with the welcome sign. And don't forget to polish the silver. I want them to dazzle with sparkle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Mr. Friendly Francois, this is Monica Richter. I specifically ordered the red grapes for tonight, not the green. What kind of a fruit man are you? Oh, well, I'm overjoyed that you're a friendly fruit man. But it appears I'll be doing business with Frida's fruits from now on. Fruit people.
Mrs. Richter? Oh, hey, there's someone at the door for you. Mr. Finucci?
Ah, the image consultant.
Oh, and Wesley Brock left a message. He'll be here in a few minutes.
The publicist.
Very well. Take care of things, Brooke. I shall return.
Okay. Oh, hey, Becca. Have you figured it out yet?
I have not a clue.
Well, the invitation list had a lot of important people on it. Like business people,
media people. You saw the list?
I couldn't help it. I had to peek.
Well, you better get those tablecloths changed before you absolutely horrify Mrs. Richter again.
Well, and don't you forget to make your spoon sparkle, young lady.
Oh, right.
Are you finished setting the table?
Almost.
Haley, I need your help with the mashed potatoes.
Coming.
John, could you please turn off the TV?
Oh, hold on, Mary. The news is almost on. Brooke says there's something big happening over at the Richter's Bed and Breakfast.
Something big?
Yeah.
What is it, Dad?
Well, we just
have to... Hold on, Mary. Honey, please. It's on, okay? Look here. Hurry up. Come on. There's room for everybody.
Where Monica Richter is about to make a special announcement.
What about this is all about?
Yeah.
Citizens of Coleraine, this is my town. You are my people. And it's time for us to make a difference. This is why I've personally organized the Spring Ball, the Fall Festival, the Rhubarb Festival, and the Christmas Teas every year. This is why I've invested so heavily in local business. This is why I know what's best for Coleraine's future. And this is why I, Monica Richter, am running for mayor of Coleraine.
Well, what do you know?
Mrs. Richter's gonna be mayor?
Oh, not necessarily, Tim. She still has to be elected by the people.
But is anyone else gonna run against her?
I'm not sure. But, you know, if I remember right, the deadline for filing is this Friday.
Which means if no one else runs, she will be mayor.
Oh, no. Oh,
this will be the end of Coleraine as we know it.
Come on, Justin. It wouldn't be the end of Coleraine.
Hey, Dad, why don't you run for mayor?
Me? Run for mayor? That's Dad. Wait a minute, you're serious?
Yeah.
Michael.
What do you think, everybody?
Wait. All right, everybody. I appreciate everyone's encouragement, but hey, listen, I want to put this to rest right away. The only thing I'm running for right now is the dinner table. I'm hungry. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
Hey, Cody, trade you a piece of fruit for your chunky chocolate candy bar.
Do I look stupid?
A piece of fruit, high in potassium and essential proteins.
It's a squished up banana, and I think it got some of those extra proteins from the bottom of your backpack.
Never hurts to try.
Oh, no!
Aw, oh, man. Look at that poor guy. Who? Melvin Gorf. The one everybody calls Goofy Gorf? He just tripped over his shoelace. Again. He fell on Emily's science project.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa?
It's not leaning anymore.
Is Melvin the same guy who fell off the stage at the assembly yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Same one.
It's Goofy Gorf!
I'm not Goofy.
Goofy Gorf.
I'm not Goofy.
Oh, man, I really feel bad for Melvin.
Hey! Goofy Gorf! Goofy Gorf! Goofy Gorf! Goofy Gorf!
Well, I'm not gonna make fun of him.
Me neither.
Food to our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm really sorry for holding up supper, everybody. My phone call went longer than I planned.
It's all right, John. We waited for you.
Mm-hmm. Michael already blessed it.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you, son. All right. Please, let's go ahead, huh?
Yeah. All right. Sure. Michael, that's enough for one serving. So, who was that on the phone?
Mayor Thompson. I'll have the potatoes.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just fine. The beans,
John?
Here you go.
It's the same thing Ben talked to me about this morning.
You mean...
Yes, they've asked me to run for mayor.
School.
All right.
Great,
now, hold on now, folks. You all need to know this is some pretty serious stuff, this running for mayor. So let's think this through, all right? Now, we're talking a significant time investment. And I don't want to take any more time away from my family as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's a lot of stress on all of us. Yeah, and wait, let me tell you something. The world of politics can be downright cruel. I don't want to put you all through that.
Dad, you're always looking out for us, and that's great, but what do you think God is telling you to do?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Well, we want you to run, Dad.
Well, I appreciate all your support, and I promise you, I am praying about it.
Okay.
That's good.
I can't ask more than that.
Mary?
Hmm?
Are you awake?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead, John. What's on your mind?
Politics.
Hmm. Have you decided what you're gonna do?
Yeah, I think so. But I'd like to get your take on it first, if you would.
All right. I believe it would mean sacrifice for us as a family. Great leadership requires great sacrifice. And this is a time when Coleraine desperately needs someone with your leadership, John. I think you would make a wonderful mayor. And I think you should go for it. I'd vote for you.
Really?
Yes, really. I would vote for you.
What? No. I mean, you really think I should run?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Congratulations. You surprised me.
Why?
Usually, honey, you're so practical. And this is definitely not practical. I do appreciate you supporting me and encouraging me. Don't get me wrong. But running for mayor...
Yes! Oh, you would do a fabulous job, John. I know it. And on the other hand, it scares me to think what would happen to Coleraine if Monica wins.
But Mary, I'm already juggling a lot on my plate. To mix my metaphors. I mean... With the court cases and my work at the church and the family. Even more importantly than all that, I haven't heard from God on this. If God made it clear to me, I'd run. But that's just it. He hasn't. Unless God specifically tells me to run, I don't think I should.
All right, then. You're right. Unless you hear clearly, you shouldn't run.
Oh. Well, the deadline for filing for candidacy is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disappoint you.
No, it's not that. I want you to do what's right, what God's telling you to do.
You think God's telling me to run?
I have a feeling he is.
I need more than a feeling, honey. I need a burning bush or an earthquake. Or a host of angels would be nice.
You need to know that you know that you know.
Yes.
I understand.
Oh. Well, until I know God wants me to do this, I'm not going to run.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Dad. You're home today?
Yeah, I took the day off to think about things.
Are you gonna run for mayor?
No, I'm not, son. A lot of people want me to, but it's not gonna happen.
No.
Oh, by the way, son, I heard that a schoolmate of yours is withdrawing from school. Melvin.
Gorf?
Yeah, Gorf.
Melvin's leaving?
Yeah, do you know him?
Not real well.
Oh, see, his mom works part-time at the courthouse, and she told me Melvin was extremely upset about the teasing he's been getting. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's awful, Dad. See, he's kind of a klutz, and he keeps tripping over himself. And kids make fun of him all the time. Like yesterday, they were calling him Goofy Gorf in the cafeteria.
Didn't the teacher stop them?
There was some kind of fight going on the playground, and the lunchroom monitor went outside to stop it. She missed the whole thing. But, Dad, you need to know that I didn't do any of the teasing.
You didn't do anything?
No, I sure didn't.
No, son. You didn't do anything?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm glad you didn't participate in the teasing, Tim. But you need to do more than just stand by, son. You need to stand up for kids like Melvin. And there's a famous quote from an English philosopher named Edmund Burke. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.
But what could I have done?
For starters, you could have told the other kids not to tease him.
They wouldn't listen to me.
Maybe not, but at least Melvin would have known there was somebody on his side. And that you could have talked with him and let him know you were there for him.
Yeah, I could have.
Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
Somehow, I don't think the kids would exactly praise my Father in heaven if I told them to stop teasing Melvin.
No, but Melvin might have. Hey, Ben.
John!
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah, well, Mary wants me to start eating more healthy snacks. You have something like a healthy candy bar around here? Yeah, what I really like is an organic Twinkie.
Right over here. These things are delicious.
Oh, well, thanks. Organic barley green tofu bars.
Yep. No preservatives, no additives, no salt, no refined sugars, no trans fatty acids, and it's soy-free, gluten-free, and wheat-free.
Oh, wow. Is there anything left to eat?
Well, sure. You've got phytonutrients, enzymes, alkalizing protein, phytosterols, organic milled flax seed, and carotenoids, bioflavonoids, and chlorophyll.
Sounds absolutely delicious.
Just try it. If you don't like it, you can always bring it back for a full refund.
And a stomach pump.
Hey, speaking of things that are good for you, I think you would be a good mayor for Coleraine.
Well, I wasn't sure how you'd squeeze that into the conversation, but you managed.
Have you heard what Monica has planned for Coleraine?
No, I haven't.
Well, she actually has a few good ideas to bring in more business.
Good for her.
But that's not all. Get this. The one thing she's really pushing hard is to create a new entertainment district for Coleraine.
Okay.
Her vision of entertainment is what she calls world-class bars and limited gambling.
No.
It's true. I've got an advanced copy of her plan from the newspaper office.
Well, that would certainly boost our economy, but it would ruin Coleraine in the process.
I agree.
I sure hope people remember what happened to South Point. Here's a beautiful little town that gave in to gambling and turned a charming place of rich history into a cheap neon highway. Destroyed the whole character of South Point. You know, crime is up, corruption is rampant. Oh, this is not good news.
It's a good time for you to run, my friend. John?
Ben, I'm... Believe me, if I was supposed to run for mayor, I would. In a heartbeat. Even with all the stuff we'd have to go through.
This isn't sounding good.
Well, I've been praying about it and thinking about it a lot. And I really appreciate all the encouragement. But it's not for me.
Okay.
When I pray, it's not clear that I should run. Ben, if I'm running for mayor, I'd better be absolutely sure I'm supposed to. I'd be a fool otherwise.
John, you talk a lot about what you're supposed to do or not to. Let me ask you point blank. Do you want to be mayor?
I think I would. I love to help people, and I think I could serve them well as mayor.
Well, there you go.
Nah, but it's not that easy, Ben. Just because it's something I would like to do doesn't mean it's God's will or his timing.
But all the circumstances are lining up, and people all over town are talking about it. Your own family wants you to run.
Something I've learned. I've got to have more than circumstances and positive feelings to get me to do something. I need to hear God telling me.
Well, you need to hear soon. The deadline for filing is today.
Yeah, I know.
I understand. I'll keep praying.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, hey, and while you're at it, pray I can digest this stuff, would you?
Oh, John.
Is Melvin here?
Are you one of his classmates?
Yes, but I'm a friend. I'm Tim Morrison.
I'll get him for you.
Who is it?
He says he's a friend of yours. Tim is his name.
Okay. Hi.
I'm Tim Morrison.
Why are you here?
Well, I just wanted to say I feel really bad about what's been happening to you at school lately. And I want you to know that if you're willing to go back, I'll stand up for you.
Really?
Really. I know what it's like. I used to get teased a lot myself. It was awful.
You got teased too?
When I was in kindergarten, I had this lisp. All my S's sounded like th, though I sounded like this. And boy, did the kids make fun.
Yeah?
But I had a friend named Josh who stood up for me. He told the other kids to stop teasing me, and then my mom helped me learn to say my S's right. So the kids stopped teasing. His family moved away, but I'll always remember what he did for me. It's kind of what I want to do for you.
It's too late now.
Huh?
Mom says we're gonna move. She wants to put me in another school. She's been wanting to move to South Point anyway. She says they've got good jobs at the casinos down there.
Oh.
You want my basketball hoop? I can't take it to the apartment.
You play?
Yeah, mostly one.
What's one?
Well, it's usually called one-on-one, but when it's just me, it's just one.
Ah, come on, I'll take you on.
Okay, I'll get the ball.
He's actually a cool kid.
Mm-hmm.
I found out we like a lot of the same things. Like basketball and fishing and turtles and baseball cards.
Oh, how about that? Well, listen, I'm proud of you for going over there, Tim. Nah, you were willing to stand up for him. It's good.
Well, yeah, but now it's too late. It's like I missed out on a friend. I wish I had done something a lot sooner.
Yeah.
I thought a lot about what you said, about evil guys doing something and good guys doing nothing.
Something like that, yes. Yes, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted you to know that I'll never do nothing again.
Well, that's good to know, son. You know, there's something you taught me here, Tim.
Me? I taught you something?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it's good that you're willing to do the right thing, and it's also important to do it in the right time. Don't wait until it's too late.
Wow, I'm a pretty good teacher.
Yes, you are, son. Go on, yeah, you better wash up. It'll be time for supper pretty soon.
Okay.
I'll never do nothing again. Well, God, I'm here. Ready to do whatever you want. Now, there's only 1 hour left before the deadline to file. Oh, you know that, right? Ah, I'm torn. My family, my friends, they're all urging me to run for mayor, but I need to know what you want me to do. I'll be perfectly happy to carry on as a judge. Believe me, I'm not into the glamour of politics. That's for sure. People don't realize how much hard work and sacrifice it is. No. But God, listen, if you want me to, I'll run. Just please make your will clear? That's a frustrating part. I don't know. And I don't want to miss you either way. I don't want to jump into this and find out later it wasn't your will. And I don't want to sit on the sidelines if you're telling me to get out on the field. All right, your word says, if we lack wisdom, we can ask you and you give generously. So, I'm asking. I don't like laying out fleeces like this, but I need some kind of sign from you, and I'm going to need it in the next 30 minutes. If you want me to run, I... Oh. Hello?
John, you've got less than an hour. Have you heard anything from God yet?
I was right in the middle of asking, Jan.
John, I think you're supposed to go for it.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Let me know, okay?
I will.
All right. Talk to you later.
You bet. Bye-bye. So, was that a sign? I mean, that could be from you, but it's not clear.
Mr. Morrison? Mr. Morrison?
Yeah, Becca. Is everything all right?
Yes. Brooke told me you were thinking about running for mayor. Is that right?
I've been praying about it, yes.
Oh, Mr. Morrison, you would be an awesome mayor.
Thank you, hon. That's kind of you.
And it kind of scares me to think what would happen if Mrs. Richter became mayor. I
appreciate your thoughts, Becca.
You're welcome. Oh, wow.
Well, what's wrong?
Have you filed yet?
No, I haven't.
But the deadline is almost up. Does this mean you aren't going to run?
It's looking that way, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am. I was hoping... Oh, never mind. I'd better go. Bye, Mr. Morrison.
Oh, goodbye, Becca. Lord, look, I'm sorry, but I need something clearer. I mean, I don't know exactly what I'm looking for, but I know I'll recognize it when I see it. Yeah, I think... I guess this is it. I asked you to give me a clear sign that you wanted me to run, and at this point, I don't have a sign. So, you've answered my prayer. I feel a lot better now. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering if you had a minute.
Well, I guess I do now.
I'm working with the Monica Richter campaign.
Oh, really?
Monica Richter would make a wonderful mayor for Coleraine. And she has great plans for positive growth.
I've heard.
I've got a yard sign here, and this slogan says it all. It's time to make a difference. Wouldn't you agree, sir?
I suppose.
Please take this yard sign for your front lawn, would you?
Well, actually...
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Oh, I have all the ironic... Wait. Oh, no. Oh, God, you sure have a sense of humor. I asked you for a sign, and you just handed me one. Let's see here. It's time to make a difference. I'll never do nothing again.
Come on, everybody. Well, Dad has something to say.
All right, everyone. I hereby call this family meeting to order. Come on, quickly, please. There's not much time, all right?
We're here.
Okay, thank you very much. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds... Yeah, what is it?
What are you saying?
Oh, all right. Well, I was just trying to think of the right way to make my announcement.
What announcement?
Your mom and I have talked things over. I think God's made it pretty clear.
What?
Well, hold on. I'm going to take a step forward and see if God confirms it.
Dad, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Tim, everybody, your dad's going to go for it. I'm running for mayor.
Mayor! Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Now, listen, I've got less than 20 minutes to run down to the courthouse to file, so I got to go.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, I thought you'd understand. I'm not one to pass out cigars with my announcement, but here, I will pass out... these.
Organic barley green tofu bars?
Well, that's the best I could do on short notice.
It looks like your campaign is off to a healthy start, dear.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Gotta go. Bye.
Congratulations.
Bye, you care, buddy. All
right. Mayor John Morrison. I like the sound of that. Oh, thank you, God.
He
Yeah, I like the sound of it too. I'm glad that Judge Morrison has decided to run for mayor. How about you? It wasn't an easy decision, but I think it was the right one. Well, it sure is going to make an interesting and busy year for the Morrisons. Brooke getting ready for college, a political campaign, and, well, you'll just have to keep listening to find out what else. I'd hate to give anything away. Hey, you know, we love hearing from our listeners. So if you get a chance, why not write to us and let us know what you thought of today's episode? Maybe you can give us your theory on who's going to win the election. Now just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. And remember, if you need to talk to someone about a problem that you're going through, or if you have questions about what it means to be a Christian, you can always find a friend who will listen and offer great advice at 888-NEED-HIM. Today's episode, When Good Men Do Nothing, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman. Music provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, hoping to see you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.